Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Welcome to today's teaching. This is Dr. Ruth. I am very excited that you are with me today as we begin our study out of the Gospel of Luke. This is the introduction, so I am glad you are listening to the introduction. So before I continue, I want to ask you, have you listened to the Gospels of Matthew and Mark right here on this Podbean channel? If you have not done so, I highly recommend you go back at your convenience and listen to the Gospels of Mark and Matthew, or if you have listened, do it again. Because the Gospel of Luke will provide to you an in-depth understanding of the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I am very excited about this Gospel of Luke. So let's move along. It is one of the synoptic gospels. What do I mean? It is a synoptic gospel because the three gospels, which are the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, have very similar content. That is what is referred to as a synoptic gospel. The content out of these three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are extremely similar. And at times, the sequence or the way the events are written are very similar and at times identical. So many Bible scholars say that anywhere from 70-75% of the content is similar, at times identical. Hence, it is a synoptic gospel. But nonetheless, Luke provides much added details that we do not have in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew. So we will be learning a lot of new content here. So I don't want to take it for granted that you know what I mean by gospel. So if you are not aware, the gospel is the absolute best news that God the Father supernaturally became a man in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ revealed the nature of God the Father to us throughout his three-year ministry. He died, was crucified on the cross, buried, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead, and Jesus Christ is alive, seated at the right hand of God the Father. So Jesus Christ, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, has paved the way for whosoever, according to John 3:16, who desires a relationship with God the Father. And keep in mind, there is only one true living God, the God of the true Christian Bible. So Jesus Christ has paved the way for whosoever desires a relationship with God the Father to come into that relationship. But you must come into that relationship with God only through Jesus Christ, because he is the only Messiah, the only Savior of the world. And as a part of this gospel great news, once you come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, you will be sealed by God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will live in you to lead and guide you unto all truths and to empower you to live as a follower of Jesus Christ, i.e. a Christian. So that, in a nutshell, is the gospel. Hopefully you have invited Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Hello, friends. This is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously, because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So, the first one is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? And the second one is titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? So for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are Who is the Real Jesus? And the other one is Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? For a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, Who is the Real Jesus? For a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus, would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10, okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA, because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle: 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App. And the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that He will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. So moving on here, the Gospels, including the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are not a biography of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me repeat this because there is some confusion. The Gospel accounts and not a biography of Jesus Christ. Rather, it is an account of His 3-year life and ministry. Okay? So the Gospels are just a recording of Jesus Christ's ministry. That's all we need to know. Short 3 years, but extremely 100% profound. So the Gospel of Luke is just that. It's a written account of the 3-year ministry of Jesus Christ. So the goal of the Gospel of Luke is to present a clear and comprehensive account of the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, those 3 years. Why was this relevant for Luke to write this comprehensive account? Because right around AD 60, which was right about the time that Luke wrote down this gospel account as inspired by the Holy Spirit, around this time, there were several oral and written accounts of the ministry of Jesus Christ circulating. So, as inspired by God, the Holy Spirit, Luke took some time to do investigation, in-depth research. He interviewed eyewitnesses who were still alive at that time about the ministry of Jesus Christ. So he wrote everything down in a very clear, concise, and comprehensive manner. Hence, the Gospel of Luke is the most comprehensive and in-depth gospel among the other gospels, okay? So who was this writer Luke that God the Holy Spirit used to pen down this account of the Lord Jesus' ministry? Luke was a very educated Greek or Gentile. Extremely educated, he was a physician, an MD. Mm-hmm. He was not a Jew, as I said, he was a Greek. And he was not one of the original 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Rather, Luke was a companion of the Apostle Paul and accompanied the Apostle Paul throughout several of his missionary trips, as recorded in the book of Acts. And obviously, Luke is also the writer of the book of Acts. And in Colossians 4:14, the Apostle Paul referred to Luke as a doctor. He called him our beloved doctor. Luke was considered one of the first historians of the first century. Obviously, he did in-depth research and provided us a comprehensive account of the ministry of Jesus Christ, and likewise, he provided a historical account of the early church, which is in the book of Acts. So, Luke, as I mentioned, was a non-Jew, and he is the only Gentile, i.e. non-Jew, that God the Holy Spirit used to write the gospel account of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Luke was just the writer. The author is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit authored the Gospel of Luke and then inspired Luke to write things down, okay? And as I mentioned, Luke did a phenomenal job interviewing eyewitnesses about the Lord Jesus's ministry. So when was this written? Approximately AD 60. Okay, AD 60 after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, about 60 years thereafter. So fairly close to the time the Lord Jesus ascended back into heaven. Obviously, there were still many eyewitnesses alive when Luke wrote down this gospel account, and he interviewed these people who witnessed the ministry of Jesus Christ and were eyewitness to his miracles and teachings and death and resurrection. So we can 100% trust this gospel of Luke as 100% inspired by God the Holy Spirit and as extremely comprehensive and detailed, and a blessing to us for all of the added details that Luke wrote down, such as the parables that none of the other gospels talked about, such as the Good Samaritan. We will get into that when we get into the verses proper. Okay, so who was the audience? Luke addressed this to a friend called Theophilus, which is translated as one loved by God. And the interesting thing is that Bible scholars tell us Theophilus was a Gentile, i.e. a non-Jew. Apparently, he was a Roman high-ranking officer and very wealthy. Already we see God's heart for the Gentiles, okay? So this is also written to us, okay? Because we are learning a lot about the ministry of Jesus Christ from this gospel. So again, the audience includes us, non-Jews, and whosoever is interested in the ministry of Jesus Christ, or whosoever has come into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So what is the goal of the Gospel of Luke? The major goal here is to share God's heart, God's love, to reach the Gentiles and the Jews, or whoever wants to have a relationship with God the Father. All right. And the goal is to strengthen us in our faith with a very clear, comprehensive account of the ministry of Jesus Christ and his teachings. Okay. So, what are the major themes out of the Gospel of Luke? There are several, but I have four major pervasive themes. Number one, Luke, the Gospel of Luke, more than all of the other Gospels, emphasized the Lord Jesus' humanity. Okay, as the Son of Man. And if you recall, if you've been listening to me, and we will get more into this when we get into the verses, the Lord Jesus Christ was God 100%, Son of God, and he was man 100%, Son of Man. Son of Man because he was born of a woman, Mary. So this gospel emphasized the humanity of Jesus Christ. It emphasized the love that Jesus Christ had for people. Mm-hmm. This gospel revealed to us God's desire through Jesus Christ to have relationship with ordinary people. We will find out how the Lord Jesus invited and had women serving in his ministry, and Jesus Christ cared for the outcast and had compassion for the outcast. And keep it in perspective. Back then, during this time, women had no place in society and the outcast. So Luke will reveal God the Father through the ministry of Jesus, his heart and compassion for the ordinary people, the women, the dejected, the outcast. So we will learn how much God loves people. And God is still the same. He still loves people today. The dejected, the rejected, the outcast, God is for everybody. God loves you. And his compassion will be evident throughout this teaching here of the Gospel of Luke. So a lot of this compassion of God, God's love for people and including women and the outcasts into the kingdom of God, we will learn a lot of that through the parables that will be taught in this gospel, such as the Good Samaritan, the parable of the lost sheep. We will learn a lot about God's heart for the lost. The parable of the lost son, we will learn a lot about God's unconditional love for us. Powerful parables here. Okay, the second major theme out of the Gospel of Luke is that of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity or of the Godhead. We will learn how the Holy Spirit was pervasive throughout the ministry of Jesus Christ. Obviously, the ministry was the Holy Spirit, rather, was pervasive throughout the Lord Jesus' ministry, even as recorded in Matthew and Mark. But right here in this Gospel of Luke, Luke really emphasized the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is mentioned over 15 times in the ministry of Jesus Christ, empowering the Lord Jesus. And friend, guess what? That same Holy Spirit is available today to empower us as followers of Jesus Christ to live in this dark world. So it is so encouraging to know that the Holy Spirit is still here to help us. Okay, moving on to the third major theme out of the Gospel of Luke is that of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Earlier, I mentioned that Luke emphasized a lot on Jesus Christ as a Son of Man, his humanity. We will also learn how the Lord Jesus Christ as a Son of God is highly emphasized here. Why the Son of God? Because we will learn about the Lord Jesus being conceived supernaturally by God, the Holy Spirit, in Mary's womb. As a result, the Lord Jesus' conception bypassed the human nature that contaminated seed that Adam and Eve released into this world because of that transgression as recorded in Genesis chapter 3. If you have been listening to me for some time, I have explained this over and over again. But just in case you are not aware, Adam and Eve sinned. Genesis chapter 3, mankind fell from grace. And ever since then, every human being born of a woman inherits a sinful nature. Because in accordance with God's word, Adam and Eve were our first human ancestors. So Mary and Joseph were human beings just as you and I. They had also inherited this sinful nature because they were born into this world by a woman. But Jesus Christ's conception is the only conception in the history of the entire world, the history of the human race, that Mary was found to be pregnant. Mary had a supernatural conception by God, the Holy Spirit. So the Lord Jesus Christ did not inherit that sinful seed or that sinful nature from Mary's then fiancé, who later became husband, Joseph. Mary and Joseph never had sex to conceive Jesus Christ. Mary had a supernatural conception. So Jesus Christ, at his conception, bypassed the human sinful seed, making him divine, making him 100% God. Only Jesus Christ had this supernatural conception, qualifying him as God. Son of God, 100% Son of Man, because he was born into this world by a woman, making him Man, 100%. So I took some time to explain that because I don't want to take it for granted that you understand how this works. And as we get into the verses, I will explain more of this. So we will learn how Jesus Christ, as Son of God, as Savior of the world, was forgiving the sins of the people. And obviously, he is and was the Messiah, died for the sins of the world. So this theme is highlighted in the Gospel of Luke. And the last major theme here is that of the kingdom of God. Luke really revealed to us through the ministry of Jesus Christ how the kingdom of God operates. We will learn that through the teachings of Jesus Christ, through his parables, how God's kingdom operates in the here and now. So to come to the conclusion of this introduction, God has revealed himself to us through the person Jesus Christ, and God has revealed how he operates in his kingdom through the teachings and ministry of Jesus Christ. So we really have no excuse to wonder and to doubt, how does God do things? How does God operate? God has already done so through the person Jesus Christ and through the teachings of Jesus Christ and through the parables of Jesus Christ, which we will get into as we proceed in this teaching here out of the Gospel of Luke. So what does this mean to you? The key application here out of this introduction is that if you do not yet have a relationship with God, the only true living God, through Jesus Christ, this is an opportunity for you to do so. Earlier, I explained what the gospel is, and I took some time to explain how the Lord Jesus Christ qualifies to be our Messiah, because he is the only person in the history of the world who has and will ever experience this supernatural conception by God, the Holy Spirit, making him 100% divine, and because he was born by a woman, making him 100% man. And Jesus Christ, we will find out in this Gospel of Luke, loves you so much. He died on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago for your personal sin. That sinful nature which I described earlier, that Adam and Eve, because of their transgression, came into this world, and every human being born of a woman inherits that. Jesus Christ died so that you can receive forgiveness and be delivered from that sinful nature and come into relationship with God the Father and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So have you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life? Have you made Jesus Christ your Messiah? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as God 100% and man 100%? If you haven't done so, you can just do that right now. It's simple. The Bible says if you believe in your heart in the man Jesus Christ as God 100%, man 100%, as Savior of the world, you ask him to come into your life, he will do so right now. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I am paraphrasing John 3:16. The whosoever is you. It's simple. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, I want to just say a simple prayer with you as you believe in your heart that he is the Savior of the world. The Bible says if you believe in your heart in Jesus Christ as a Messiah and you confess that with your mouth, you shall be saved. That is out of Romans 10:9. So if you want to come into this relationship with the only true living God, just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my personal sins. Today, I'm asking you, Jesus Christ, to come into my heart and change me. By faith, I believe you died for my personal sins. And I'm confessing that on the third day, you were raised from the dead and you are alive. Dear Jesus, I invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. By faith, I believe you've accepted me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you said that genuinely based on the authority of God's word, I declare you a child of God and you have been instantly sealed by God the Holy Spirit. God knows you personally. Welcome into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. Glory to God. The angels are rejoicing. God is pleased with you. So thank you for saying that prayer from the bottom of your heart. For saying that genuinely, because God has accepted that. And friend, would you contact us so I can send you a free book that will help you grow into this relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And for all of you, I am so glad you've joined me today. This brings us to the end of the introduction. I want for you to stick with me throughout this teaching out of the Gospel of Luke. Join me next time as we get into the verses and start to learn more about the ministry of Jesus Christ through the lens of Luke, the beloved physician. Let us just pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for this comprehensive account of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Father, our hearts are open. We are ready to learn all that the Holy Spirit will teach us about the ministry of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for you're such a good God. I thank you for all those who have come into this relationship with you through Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, that today you bless us. I just release your blessing over all the listeners. You go with them. You guide, you direct them unto all truths. We thank you for your goodness and your love. We ask all this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everybody says, amen. God loves you. Please listen to the announcer and learn more about our ministry. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address, info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.